Hi there, good morning. This is Mangalam Malu this Friday morning from CNBCTV18.com to give you an update of what's going to take place, or rather how you have to place yourself ahead of trade this morning. Well, yesterday for the larger part of the session, we had a listless day for the frontline indices. The Nifty was lower by about 20 points, and that was primarily on account of the battle between a couple of heavyweights. On the one hand, we had ITC and HDFC Bank together fighting for the Nifty, contributing about 30 points on the upside. And on the other hand, we had Infosys and Reliance, which fell about 5% from the high point of the day, contributing to the downside on the Nifty by close to around 50 points. So the difference was what we saw in yesterday's trade. In terms of flows, both the foreigners as well as the domestic institutional investors sold in the cash markets to the tune of 460 crores cumulatively. However, the FIIs bought about 700 crores in index futures after a spate of selling. So let's see how that trend pans out, given they are net short on the index. This month, the mid-cap index has underperformed to the tune of -1 in terms of correlation. While the Nifty is up 0.3% this month so far, mid-cap index, which underperformed yesterday, is now down about 0.3% this month so far. Though we did see some purchase in select sectors, cement, for instance, Ultratech, India Cements, Dalmia Bharat, all of them gained in yesterday's session. Let's see how that pans out. In a range-bound market, we'll have to keep an eye out on a couple of levels. The low for this series has been at that 10,605 mark. Yesterday, we turned around from the 10,786 mark on the Nifty. So 10,600 to 10,800 is broadly the range that the smart money is working with. Currently, we are very close to the 20-day moving average, and the SGX Nifty indicates a negative start. So let's see how that trend pans out. Global cues are fairly positive, while the Dow jumped ahead of the US Sino tariffs. Asia has opened strong as well. The SGX Nifty still indicates a muted start. Crude did decline below that $77 mark in yesterday's session, but the weakness in the rupee might probably not help all of us. The key trigger for next week, remember, is the start of the first quarter results season. And yesterday, Infosys was down about 5% on the back of a whisper number on the street. And if that is something to go by, the next week will be very important for our markets from the results perspective. In terms of stocks to watch, remember it's a Friday, so let's keep an eye out on a couple of these alcohol stocks. GM Breweries, they reported their numbers. First quarter revenues up 17%, EBITDA up 120% year on year, though the gains on that stock might be limited by the fact that quarter on quarter these numbers were flat, so the margins, which came in at 30.7% compared to 16.5% a year ago, but they compare to just about 30% a quarter ago. Sobha Limited, they've given their first quarter update. Their new sales volumes have grown by about 18% year-on-year, and the new sales value has grown by about 22% year-on-year. That's telling you the realizations did grow. Sagar Cements reported their cement production this year. For June, it's up 8.5% year-on-year, though the sales have declined by about 0.3% year-on-year. Welspun Enterprises, remember, they've received the letter of award from NHAI for a project in Tamil Nadu worth about 2,005 crores. This is just the letter that they've received. We already knew that the company was the lowest bidder for this project. Apollo Hospitals, that stock was under pressure yesterday. Now it's gone ahead and made an announcement that it will buy 50% stake in Medix International Life Sciences. The valuation is something we'll have to watch out for, and let's see how that stock reacts too. And I said, we'll keep an eye out on a couple of alcohol stocks. Watch out for UBL as well as United Spirits, because yesterday we saw a decline on these stocks. There were fears that, you know, the Karnataka tax might not be too good for the company, but a large part of the street also believed that they were expecting 10%, and the tax actually came in, which was just about 4%. So let's see how those stocks react, given that there were a lot of short positions added on that counter. With that, I'm signing off, and have a good trading Friday. More importantly, have a good weekend.